Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Ngayong linggo, ginugunita ang 20th taon simula ng nailimbag ang makasaysayang ulat ukol sa sapilitang pagpapaalis sa mga batang Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islander mula sa kalinga ng kanilang mga mag-anak. Matapos ang pambansang pagsusuri o National Inquiry, ang The Bringing Them Home Report ay naging daan upang masimula ng mga pagkilos upang maharap ang mga isyong pumapalibot sa nakilalang stolen generations. Ngunit an sa mga katutubong komunidad, matapos ang 2 dekada, walang sapat na naging pag-usad sa mga nasabing issue sa Australia. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Omar Dabsa na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Para sa di mabilang na nabubuhay at sumunod na saling lahi ng nakilalang stolen generations, ang muling balikan ng karanasan o naranasay na nananatiling masakit at traumatic kahit pa ilang dekada na ang nakalipas. 8 taong gulang pa lamang noon si Michael Welsh nang siya at kanyang 6 na mga kapatid na lalaki at babae inagaw at kinuha mula sa pangangalaga ng kanilang mag-anak. Di nababatid ng mga nakapaligid sa kanya, isinalaysay ni Uncle Michael ng katutubong Waylan ang kwento nung sila'y dinala sa notorious na Kinchella Boys Home sa kalagitnaang hilagang baybayin sa New South Wales.
What happened to us in that place was something that I get emotional when I think about it. They abused us sexually and physically and mentally and they starved us and flogged us into submission of we weren't black, we were white, and we're no longer to use our names, we were numbers. I was 36 and my brother was number 17.
Nanatili si Michael Welsh sa nasabing center ng 5 taon, mula taong 1960 hanggang 1965, bago sila pinalabas sa piling ng kanilang mag-anak. Ngunit di siya pinahintulutang makapiling ang kanyang sariling ina hanggang siya'y umabot ng 17 taong gulang. Bunga ng kanyang karanasan, nalulun siya sa alak at bawal na gamot. Si Aidan Ridgway ay mula The Healing Foundation. Anya ang mga kaso tulad ng kay Michael Welsh ay isa sa kaparehong kaso ng ilang libo pa, tulad ng sarili niyang ama. Si Aidan Ridgway.
I don't have any memories of, you know, the normal things that other families might take for granted. Dad being around and being tucked into bed or going out and kicking the ball or going fishing. So these things are absent. And if anything, I think that you know, his own experiences probably prevented him being able to fully understand and appreciate what was happening to him when he was in an institution. And I think, if anything, people grow up with different worldviews through those experiences. Some have resentment, anger. Others have the inability to, you know, form lasting relationships within family.
Ang sapilitang pagkuha ng mga batang Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islander ay naganap noong mga taong 1905 hanggang 1969. Ang mga bata ng panahong yoy kinikilala bilang stolen generations. Noong taong 1975, nagsagawa at bumuo ng pambansang pagsusuri ang pamahalang Keating. Nababahala o nabahala ang mga katutubong komunidad na ang walang kaalaman ukol sa naging karanasan ng stolen generations ang siyang nagiging balakid sa pagkilala at rehabilitasyon ng mga biktima at kanilang mag-anak. Ang 680 pahinang Bringing Them Home Report ay inihain sa pampederal na parlamento noong 26 ng Mayo, taong 1977. Sinabi ng University of Melbourne Professor Sarah Madison sa nilalamang 54 na rekomendasyon limitado pa lamang ang naisa katuparan.
The key recommendation from the Bringing Them Home report was, of course, for the federal government to apologize to members of the Stolen Generation for previous government policies of child removal that affected many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families. The other key recommendations related to making reparations, not necessarily in the form of financial payment. Reparations can take a range of forms, but the idea of reparations is to recognise that a harm has been done that needs to be repaired in some way. But there was certainly an indication in the recommendations that there should be some form of compensation.
Di tinanggap ng nooy punong Ministro John Howard ang lumabas na ulat. Mariin siyang tumanggi sa paghingi ng paumanhin. Ang mga state at territory ay humingi ng kanil-kanilang paumanhin, ngunit ang paumanhin mula pamahalang federal ay binitiwan lamang noong Pebrero taong 2008 ng sumunod na nanungkulang punong ministro Kevin Rudd.
As Prime Minister of Australia, I am sorry. On behalf of the Government of Australia, I am sorry. On behalf of the Parliament of Australia, I am sorry. And I offer you this apology without qualification.
Sinabi ng tubong Yan Yua at mambabatas mula Northern Territory, Senator Malardiri McCarthy, na mahalaga ang binitiwang paghingi ng paumanhin. Ngunit sa kabuhay, ito'y nagkukulang.
That was significant in our country when so many people gathered on the lawns of Parliament House to hear the Prime Minister of the day say the words. But what was really critical from that point forward was action. And for many, many hundreds of First Nations people, that action still took way too long. We still lost so many elders, people who were very much a part of the Stolen Generation. And their descendants are perhaps left with the sense that this unfinished business will perhaps forever remain unfinished business. The length of time is destroying any hope for a better future for the First Peoples of this country.
Upang gunitain ang anibersaryo nitong linggo, ang Healing Foundation ay naglabas ng panibagong ulat at isinumite ito sa punong ministro at leader ng oposisyon. Sa ulat, nakita ng mga naunang rekomendasyon ay hindi naipatupad. Nanawagan din si Aidan Ridgway na isaalang-alang ang paghatid ng kompensasyon.
There are four key recommendations, and really it's an opportunity to provide a national framework to have a conversation with government to look at a collaborative approach to coming up with solutions. And I think working with the members of the Stolen Generations, it's their voice that we've tried to capture.
Dalawang dekada, 20 taon ang mga taong nakalipas at patuloy na inialis ng Elders Claim Government Agencies ang mga bata mula sa kanilang sariling tahanan at sila'y lumalaki ng malayo sa kanilang sariling mga komunidad. Naalala ni Michael Welsh ang natatanging saglit nang nabago ang kanyang buhay maraming taon nang nakalipas. Ito anya'y kirot at sugat ng mga katutubong Australiano. At dapat anya'y mabigyan sila ng pagkakataong may sayos ito.
At Central Station, Platform 1, we were separated there from other brothers and sisters. That was the ending of a life and the beginning of a trauma. How I've survived it, I got no idea. It's just in the hands of the Creator.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.